truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
If you don't forgive your enemies, then I won't forgive you. That doesn't mean that you necessarily lost, but that means that your heavens are going to be like brass. You're trying to get a prayer through and it seems like nothing is working. Nothing's happening. You're not advancing. You're not increasing. You're not being blessed. Curse means to be spellbound. Cursed is he that does the work of God deceitfully, using trickery, using schemes, you know, faking it till they're making it, you know, pretending, hypocrisies, lying, you know, the list goes on and on, deceitfully, but negligently. And cursed is he that keepeth his sword from blood. How many know we are armed with armor? Weaponry. We have the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Is there a place in your life where your flesh is having fun, having his way, amen, and you've not drawn blood? See, the Word of God will draw blood from your flesh. See why? The life is in the blood. And the only way you're going to kill something is get blood. Stop the blood from flowing in it. He that keepeth his sword. Well, I'll serve God here, I'll do this, but Lord, don't, you know, lead us alone. You're wavering. I never said you were perfect, but you can serve God in a way where you don't have sin hanging on in your life. Where you're not walking in sin, you're not practicing sin, you're not compromising with sin, you're not compromising with darkness. Amen. That's what God is calling for today, holiness. Say that word with me. Say that curse word with me. Holiness.
Holiness.
Say it again. Holiness.
Holiness.
Say it one more time for the Holy Ghost. Holiness.
Holiness.
Kind of feels good, don't it? When's the last time you said that word? Holiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy. But he that keepeth his sword. In other words, areas in your life where you know the flesh has acted up or tried to have his way, or the natural man has been doubting God or not trusting God, defiant, disobedient to God, you withhold your sword, the word of God, from drawing blood there, from weakening and ultimately killing that. How many of you would have no fellowship with the unfruitful works? But rather reprove them, kill them. Tell somebody, kill it. It starts with purposing. Then you kill this stuff. Because see, that fellow will try to rise up sometime. But that's why we pray. That's why we praise. That's why we proclaim and decree things. That's why we go into the Word. We put the word on that thing. I said, put the Word on it. The Word is quick and powerful. It's sharp like a two-edged sword, dividing asunder. That Word will pierce, cut, make bleed. See, if you lose too much blood, you're going to die. If you hit that thing with the sword that's messing up in your life hard enough and keep hitting it and draw enough blood in it, it's going to die. So cursed is he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. See, if I go places like this, I start picking up stuff in this room. Listen, we don't see anywhere where God justifies your behavior at home one way and your behavior at the church or among the church or even on your job another way. You need to be one that says what you see is what you get. Whether I'm at home or whether I'm on my job or whether I'm among the saints or even among the sinners, you're not running after other women on your job saying things that you know your wife would not, will make her uncomfortable, make her sad, break her heart, but yet you're talking crazy like some road dog. See, I picked it up in the spirit. Amen. The devil is a liar. You need to get that thing right. See, that's a lack of character. Amen. You're not fooling anybody. Amen. You might fool everybody sometime, but there's some people you ain't gonna fool no time. And one of them that you're not gonna fool is the Lord, because he's got his eye on you. Amen. And so we gotta be people of character. It doesn't mean that you're perfect, but no, there's a way that you can live justified before God. Amen. You don't talk to your wife one way and then to the sisters another way. If you understand what I'm saying. Here you standing at the Coke machine, you done bought the sister Coke. Let me get you a Coke. When last time you bought your wife a Coke? If she don't drink Coke, get her a Sprite. If she don't drink Sprite, get her iced tea. All you got is gloom and doom for where my food at. Oh, I feel a rumbling in the house. It's needed. See, some people have been quarantined too long. I woke up to church, I got a black eye. That man. No, I just made that up now. Amen. We must be transparent. In other words, I'm saying we must be real. Amen. It ain't gonna happen if you're not real. In other words, you're giving place to the devil. You're misleading people. Amen. The carnal will be attracted to you. That is done in secret shall be brought into the open. God will deal with it. So the Lord said, crucify. He didn't say compromise. He said, crucify the flesh with its lust and affections. Every time it tries to rise up, crucify. Fast. Pray. Put the word on it. Repent. Make some decisions. Purpose. Then you got him. Put your foot on his neck. Amen. And discipline. God will give you the grace. He needs you to walk in your destiny. Amen. To be a recipient of his anointing. Y'all still here? Everybody all right? Well, I got a good shot. I saw some little ladies stand up and shout. Tell that brother. So we don't keep our sword from drawing blood. It's a spiritual meaning there. We want to drain the blood from all those evil works so there's no life in it. You know why the devil can be so evil? There's with even politicians now, I'm not going to get into a lot of it, but with politicians, there's a conference called the Cremation of Care. It's wicked. It's evil. It's every year or every, I don't know how many years, in Northern California among the redwoods. And all the major politicians, not all of them, one didn't go. The last one we had or have didn't go. But all the ones before that have gone to this thing where they go through these ceremonies in worshiping the god Molech. And they offer sacrifices. And now they say that's just a mock thing, but I don't believe it's a mock thing, because there's a lot of witchcraft and idolatry and evil in those places. But what it does, when they go through those ceremonies and through that sacrifice, it removes something from their conscience, where they can do things without a conscience. What I'm segueing into is that the devil, fallen angels and demons have no blood in them. So they could easily take a person and put their foot on the neck and see the blood squish out, because there's no, for us, it's like, oh, even with doctors, you know, to see blood is, because that's what we're comprised of, but that's not what they're made of. So it's nothing for them to try to wring someone's neck, to get them into a situation where they're decapitated or they have no mercy. So in the spirit realm, we're not to take prisoners either. Stop compromising with the enemy. In that prophetic word, this year, the church, I'm going to say the ecclesia, is taking flight. We are no longer just boots on the ground. We are no longer just the infantry. We're the air attack now. We're going, amen, we're taking over the airwaves, the troposphere, the stratosphere, the mesosphere, the thermosphere, and the exosphere. I said, the church is taking it over. Amen. We're going to rise in that proper place. Amen. Of dominion. Amen. Let me give you an example of this where someone didn't draw blood. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 2 and 3. 1 Samuel. Let's start at verse 1. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. All right? That was the instruction to Saul by the prophet Samuel. Let's go down to verse number 9. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuge, that they destroyed utterly. I won't go into much of this particular portion of scripture, but because of that, the kingdom was taken from him. His disobedience. And what his excuse was I feared the people and obeyed their voice. You see, Saul was very proud. And what would happen, see, the reason he spared Agag and the best of the sheep and the oxen and all that, they were going to offer sacrifices. What would happen, a mile outside of the city, their whole army would stop, and people would prepare all the way into the city a huge parade. And what they would do, they would parade the king, you know, and it would show Saul's military might. You know, so he wanted to parade the king and have the sacrifices of the oxen and fatlings and all the praises of the people. But in so desiring that, he disobeyed God's explicit instruction.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Did you hear?